In this episode, we're going to be understanding what exactly is MetaMask. So let's dive into the episode right after this intro.
Hi, my name is Digital Pratik, and you are listening to the Blockchain and Cryptocurrency Podcast, which simplifies the complex world of blockchain and cryptocurrency.
Welcome back, guys. So you should remember three things when it comes to MetaMask in general. Obviously, there are many things, but three things in general. One, MetaMask is a browser plugin and a mobile app as well that serves as an Ethereum wallet. Number two, users can store Ether and other ERC20 tokens in the MetaMask wallet. And number three, the wallet can also be used to interact with decentralized application or dApps. For many users, dApps are just too difficult to use, and MetaMask is hoping to change that, lowering the barrier of entry to the wonderful world of dApps and the ecosystem of Ethereum blockchain network and bringing the decentralized web to mass market. Now, users can store Ether and other ERC20 tokens in the MetaMask wallet. Now, what do you mean by this ERC20 tokens? So there are two major standards when it comes to Ethereum blockchain network, ERC20 and ERC721 tokens. ERC20, you can just imagine that as a normal rupees, all right? It's like the exchangeable money, and ERC721 is equal to NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Now, when I say ERC20 tokens are categorized into money, it doesn't mean the Indian rupees or USD dollars, no, but the cryptocurrency kind of money. So if you have, let's suppose, Ethereum, which you have bought from an Indian exchange like CoinSwitch, Kuber, or CoinDCX, or WazirX, or anybody else, then that you can transfer into MetaMask, and that would be considered as one of the ERC20 token. So it will be categorized into two different segments. Whatever you have in your MetaMask, it will be categorized into two different categories, ERC20 tokens and ERC721 tokens. All the currencies which you are transferring to this particular wallet, like Ethereum, like USDT, which is Tether, like any other token, custom tokens as well, then those would be categorized into ERC20 and the others like NFTs. Assume that if you have purchased any NFTs from Rarible, OpenSea, or any other networks like VFriends, which is custom made from a brand like Gary Vee, then those would be categorized into ERC721. So how do you see these two categories inside your MetaMask wallet? You can log in either to your mobile app or you can log into the Chrome browser extension. If you are on your laptop or desktop, then on your Chrome extension, you won't be able to see something in your assets, just like it is shown in your mobile application when you go into assets. Right there, you'll be able to see your NFTs and everything. But if you are on your desktop, then you'll have to go to etherscan.io and you'll have to enter your wallet address. And then at that point in time, you'll be able to see your tokens categorized into two different segments. The Ethereum would be on the top, where it will tell you that how much Ethereum you have in your wallet and what is the current value. And other currencies which you might be holding would be under ERC20 tokens. And the remaining NFT kind of thing or assets would be divided and categorized into ERC721 tokens. So plainly, to understand what MetaMask is, it is just a browser plugin or a mobile app that serves as an Ethereum wallet and is installed like any other regular plugin. Once it is installed, it allows users to store Ether and other ERC20 tokens, enabling them to make transactions to any Ethereum address. By connecting to Ethereum-based decentralized applications, users can spend their coins in games, stake tokens, in gambling applications, and trade them on decentralized exchanges, example NFTs. It also provides users with an entry point into the emerging world of decentralized finance or DeFi, providing a way to access DeFi apps such as Compound and Pool Together. That is what is MetaMask. Now, in the upcoming episode, we'll understand how to actually use it or how to actually install that. Stay tuned and I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. You have stuck till the end of this episode. Thank you so very much. Just one little request. If you can just subscribe on Apple Podcast if you're using iPhone, or follow me on Spotify if you're using Spotify to listen to this episode. or any other platform, make sure you also share it with your friends. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your Instagram story. I'll give you a free shout out to as many as possible, and I'll see you on the next episode. With that being said, this is your host and host, Digital Prateek, signing off. Stay awesome and keep smiling.